And then my follow-up to that would be, when do you consider ovarian suppression in these women? Is your threshold node positive or in general?
Well, certainly in the SOFT trial, overall there was no benefit for LHRH suppression plus an AI. The exception was really young women and women who got chemotherapy. Now, women who got chemotherapy is something I take as a surrogate for a big bad tumor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In all likelihood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I discuss it in my higher risk patients, but it's interesting because I have some patients who are very chemo averse. They have, say, an intermediate risk score. They really want to avoid chemotherapy, but really are motivated to be aggressive with endocrine therapy. Mm-hmm. And for those patients, I will discuss the use of LHRH plus an AI with them. The issue is this issue that 20 to 25% of women who are premenopausal have ovarian function breakthrough on leuprolide and gasarolin. We don't really know how to measure ovarian mm-hmm. function breakthrough, how often we should be measuring it. This is something that wasn't sort of done in a very standardized fashion in the randomized clinical trials. And I have had patients whose estrogen levels are quite high on this therapy or even have periods. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to advise clinicians to be monitoring for this. What I do in my own practice is check an estradiol level monthly in the first 6 months, make them aware they shouldn't be having periods. And then if they're really reliably suppressed below the level at our institution, which would indicate postmenopausal, then I pull back on the frequency. But we don't know that that's actually indicative of benefit. And so this is a big unknown.